Support for KPLU comes from the Law Office of Mary Ann Vance, helping individuals and families with wills, powers of attorney, trusts, probates, and guardianships. Estate planning questionnaire and more info available at vancelaw.com.
Greg, a lot of small investors have shied away from the stock market in the past several years and looking for other options, more safe options. Municipal bonds, they have a really safe reputation, but you see some problems there, don't you?
I do. You know, the strengths of a municipal bond, first of all, you get interest from those bonds that you don't have to pay taxes, federal taxes on. So that's nice. And secondly, municipal bonds, they don't bring as much interest as corporates and some other bonds, but they still give a much better return than your money market fund. So a lot of people are looking at municipal bonds as an option. But a problem has arisen. In the 1970s, to encourage more people to buy these bonds, insurance companies formed consortiums to insure the bonds. So a bond that might be a Midland rating suddenly became a AAA gold-plated bond. That stood for about 45 years, but in the last 5 years, since the financial crisis really got underway, that's badly eroded.
Well, how so? I mean, is the insurance become worthless? I mean, what's going on?
The insurers, you could say, got a little greedy and started insuring some of these mortgage derivatives that basically have gone sour since 2007. As a result, the rating agencies have turned a real negative eye on the insurance products. Consequently, the AAA-rated insurance companies are now, some of them are junk bond status. The municipality that is buying that insurance is buying their AAA rating. If they no longer have a AAA rating, then they're not going to get AAA backing.
So how is this going to affect me if I'm looking to buy, you know, go to a safe haven in bonds? It sounds like things have become more complicated in the past few years.
Well, it has. You certainly wouldn't want to buy an older bond that had the insurance feature on it without knowing more about it. I think that's the one of the biggest concerns.
So if you wind up buying one of these municipal bonds where the insurance has turned kind of bogus, are you in danger? Are you going to be able to get your money back?
You probably, almost certainly, will get it back, both the principal and the interest. But you're going to be like a creditor in a bankruptcy, so it could take a number of years more than you had anticipated to get that money back.
Is investing in bond funds a way to get around this problem?
You know, I have said before that there are some things about bond funds that I don't like, but this would be a very big positive. I'm certain that bond funds have dumped all of these bonds that have been damaged by insurance products that didn't work out. So, yeah, that's a very good alternative.
Sounds like it comes back to a basic rule of investing that if you don't fully understand the investment, don't buy it.
I think that's a good idea. I'd go along with that.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.